The closure of the Buffalo National River is but one stark reminder of just how different this spring is. In better times, this Saturday would be the launch of farmers' markets around the region, including the granddaddy of them all, the Fayetteville Farmers Market, that brings thousands of shoppers, musicians, dogs, and visitors to downtown every weekend. But not now. The efforts to flatten the curve extend to farmers' markets, and the Fayetteville Market will be in the parking lot of Evelyn Hills Shopping Center near the spot where the indoor winter market was. This week, we reach Leanne Halsey, Business and Program Coordinator for the Fayetteville Farmers Market, and Teresa Maurer, Vendor Coordinator. Teresa says they have been working toward an altered opening weekend for some time.
We have sort of been planning for several different scenarios, but what we did is we researched the CDC guidelines, National Farmers Market Association, and information from other farmers markets around the country that have kept their markets open. And then we drew from that a list of COVID-19 precautions that we would put into place no matter where we were. And because we've had the winter market operating at Evelyn Hills, we were able to test some of those precautions over the last two Saturdays. So I guess as far as talking with members, we let them know that decisions were uncertain really until yesterday when the city gave their answer. And we tried to outline the things we thought could happen. And, you know, they're all very, very nervous, especially the people with perishable products, but really all of the members. And, you know, we're just trying to do the best we can within safe guidelines to connect customers to local products.
And then, Kyle, this is Leanne. From a customer perspective, obviously, we've had a lot of calls, people wanting to know about opening day on the downtown square, but most interested in just knowing how they can continue to support the farmers and have access to local food during this time.
I know that it will be outside in the parking lot at Evelyn Hills. What's it going to look like? And of course, you may not know exactly yet since you haven't done it, but what will it look like when farmers markets customers show up?
Okay. So, Kyle, what we're doing is we're taking a center parking lot of the Evelyn Hills Shopping Center. And if you've seen the shopping center, you know that there are two different entrances into that shopping center. We'll be set up in the parking lot between both of those traffic flows, and we'll have about 30 producers. They'll be set up with their canopies, much like you see on the square when we're set up. And then we're going to have a separate area up by the indoor location that we've been at for the winter where an online order pickup is made available for customers.
Right. And Kyle, from a customer perspective, one of the, few positives about locating here at Evelyn Hills versus the square is that it's not your mama's farmer's market. We want to make this a distinct, very focused shopping experience. This is not a social gathering. As a matter of fact, we're discouraging groups. We're not having music or proclamations or anything else, but it will be a farmer's market that's set up with ample space between booths and between vendors and customers. And so we're going to be limiting entry to particular points within the parking lot. And you can imagine, you know, sort of two or three long rows with spaces with vendors in every other space and ample space in between for walking and passing safely. And really, I guess what I would say is the customers and the vendors and the managers all share responsibility for keeping things safe. And we've got to change customer behavior away from some things that people traditionally did at the square. This is truly a focused shopping experience.
One of the things that you're going to find is that we have limited the producers for this market through April at this time under the COVID-19 concerns to be essential items. So you're going to find food and personal care items at this time on the market. All other items would be available through our online shopping if people were interested in arts, in the artisan products that we have.
Where can people go to find out about the online shopping?
So the online shopping is something that we implemented 2 weeks ago. Orders open up on Tuesday at 12 noon and close on Thursday at 9 p.m. And you can find it at FayettevilleArkansas.locallygrown.net. Also, there's links from all of our social media sites that will take you to the online ordering option.
So Kyle, this is a limited ordering time, but customers, unlike a CSA where you get a box that's pre-selected, customers can still pick products from particular vendors. And then payment, just for safety reasons again, is credit card online only, but we will take SNAP and EBT at pickup. So we've got a way for those customers to be able to use their SNAP still, even with the online orders. And then the same thing at market, we're trying to reduce cash handling as much as possible, but we know that not all vendors can take credit cards, but we've got some safety things that we're recommending for them.
There's a senior hour, right?
Yes, I was just going to mention that, Kyle. We've also instilled a senior hour from 7 until 8 a.m. So that first hour of market, we do ask that customers give some time for our seniors to come out and do their shopping. And then at 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock, the market is open to all serious shoppers at that time.
No dogs, no music, no social gathering, no extracurricular, all for understandable reasons. This will not be the market we're used to, but it's somehow incredibly reassuring to know that that farmers and vendors will be there. What's it been like for the two of you getting ready for Saturday?
Well, my hair is closer to white than brown. and we've been putting in long hours, but luckily we've got a great team to work with here, our board and our staff, and the vendors, for the most part, have been very understanding and supportive and trying to help make this work also. Again, everybody's very frightened both by the safety situation and the loss of livelihood, but we're kind of pressing on and doing the best we can, learning from all the different guidelines that are out there to make it the best safe experience for everybody. But yeah, it's been very tough. Long days, short nights, but trying to stay rested and healthy ourselves.
And Kyle, one of the things I'd like to add to that is, it is our mission to make local food available. And it's during times like this to where having flexibility and being able to find options that will still make that accessible to the public. And we want to also recognize the owner of the Evelyn Hill Shopping Center, who has given so much support to the market to allow us to set up in the parking lot. And we really appreciate his accommodations to the market.
If you went to the first Fayetteville Farmers Market all those decades ago, you'd say, oh, Evelyn Hills, that's on the edge of town.
That's right. And the market wasn't even on the square the first year that it started. It was off the square. It was just a little bit later that it moved on, for the 40-plus years that it's been there.
All right. Finally, to the folks who will be going to the market on Saturday, patience, 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 correct?
That's correct.
And social distancing and their forethought at all times as they're moving through the market is very important.
Right. So, enter at the appropriate entry point, sanitize or put on gloves. Don't touch the products. Stand back from the tables. The vendors will wait on you. Those are all things that the customers really need to be able to do to keep us open and operating. So those are some basics. We'll have those posted. We'll get them out on social media and elsewhere just as a reminder, because it's, it's just carrying over behavior that you're doing in other public places, but some specific things that we need you to do at a market.
And really having folks pay attention to the online ordering option will really help us keep some of the in contact with one another down to where they can just pick up their order and still support local food and the local farmers.
Leanne, Teresa, thank you very much. Get as much rest as you can, and oh, the party we're going to have when it can finally be on the square again.
That's right. That's right. Kyle, thank you so much.
Leanne Halsey is Business and Program Coordinator for the Fayetteville Farmers Market. Teresa Maurer is the Vendor Coordinator. The Bentonville Farmers Market is continuing to use an app that it launched before the pandemic, but now is making full use of during the outbreak. The app can be downloaded from the Apple App Store. In-person farmers markets in Bentonville are canceled through at least the end of this month. The May opening for the Rogers Downtown Market is postponed until further notice, but there is an app for the Rogers Market. It's available through the Apple App Store or Google Play. Other area markets have online ordering systems through Facebook and other digital platforms. We suggest going to those sources for up-to-date information about markets, farmers, and possible distribution.